102.3 XLC, Wes and Leah. Gurney's got it, which we do. We have it. And today we're gonna start it off with Caitlin, who we've talked to many of times from Six Flags Great America. Caitlin, how's it going?
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Welcome back. Now, I was talking to you off the air about how I am part of a mom's group on Facebook. It's a Gurney. Well, no, it's a Gurney Moms Club kind of ish thing. Don't judge me. And I've seen a lot of questions. Like, even though we live in Gurney and you think we'd have all the details about what's going on at Six Flags, I've been seeing a lot of questions about what are the rules at Six Flags right now. And you cleared a couple of those things up with me. So reservations still required.
Reservations are still required. So that's a reservation for the theme park and for Hurricane Harbor, okay. Chicago.
So those are separate now.
They are separate
okay.
now.
New this year.
That's right. It's new this year. It's really awesome. If you just want to spend your day out in the water park, you can do that.
Yes.
It has its own brand new entrance, which is right in the parking lot.
Oh, I love that because it was a hike. Like with little kids for me to like go
for sure.
in and around and...
Absolutely.
You say that about walking into work, though, too, every day.
This is true. If someone could just put me in a pod and place me right where I needed to be. No, that's exciting stuff. And I think that people are really going to love to take advantage of that. And making a reservation, I've already been to Six Flags a handful of times this year. Super easy to do.
Really? I feel so cheated in life right now.
Well, you live in Franklin. So.
I understand that, but it's not that far.
It's really not, and you should take advantage of it. Another thing is... 60% capacity. That is still where you guys are at currently.
That's right. So per the Illinois state guidelines for amusement parks, we're at 60% capacity and reservations help us keep at that capacity level.
Right. And now that we've got all of that out of the way, Wes, people can get in and take advantage of all Six Flags has to offer because you guys are doing the ticket initiative.
That's right. So we've partnered with the state of Illinois and provided 50,000 tickets. That's a value of $4 million.
Wow.
It's a lot. To local health departments and vaccination site partners throughout Illinois. So we're really proud of this partnership, this initiative, and we're hopeful that the tickets are an added incentive for residents who aren't yet vaccinated, particularly in underserved communities.
So these tickets are going to be valid for the whole season? Or
they're going to be valid through the summer at all three Six Flags parks in Illinois. So that's Six Flags Great America, Hurricane Harbor Chicago, and Hurricane Harbor Rockford.
I always forget about the Rockford location.
It's so much fun out in Rockford. Definitely make a visit this summer. If you
okay.
have a Six Flags Great America season pass, you get Hurricane
that's
Harbor
good
Chicago.
For it.
You get Hurricane Harbor Rockford if you're a Six Flags member. It's not that far away, and it's a great diversion in the summer.
Explains so much. When I drove through Rockford, I'm like, what are all those big water slides there for?
Are they out of nowhere?
Because yeah,
what else is in Rockford?
Yeah.
There's not much, right? I don't know. I guess
people at Rockford are not like really.
Hurricane Harbor Rockford's the place to go.
There you
okay,
go.
Okay, for yeah. sure. Right. Sounds good. Now, back shifting to Hurricane Harbor Chicago, we just talked about how you guys have its own entrance now. It does require a separate admission one-day ticket. However, if you are that Six Flags season pass holder or a member, that's both included.
That's right.
Okay.
So if you're a Six Flags season pass holder or a member, your life has not changed.
Now, opening weekend was just 2 weekends ago,
that's
right?
Memorial Day. Memorial Day weekend.
Okay, which wasn't the warmest. However, you did it. You went on the new slide. I have to know about this. It's the world's tallest water coaster.
That's right. So it's different than a water slide.
Okay.
It's Tsunami Surge. It's the world's tallest water coaster. It's 86 feet high.
Whoa.
And what a water coaster does is you don't just use gravity to go downhill. You go uphill. So it uses water jet propulsion to push you uphill. You're going to go up 3 gravity-defying uphill blasts. It's got 5 hairpin turns, 5 breathtaking drops. You're going to go as fast as 28 miles per hour on
What's
this
thing. What's a hairpin turn?
Pretty tight. So
okay.
you're gonna kind of feel up against that tube a little bit. You're in a raft.
So it's just one person, right?
You know what a
hairpin
it could be
two people.
Oh, it can be.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the doubler. No, what do you mean? I know
like
what a
hairpin, like that hardcore, like.
I know what a hairpin is, but yeah, I didn't know what it was
turn.
A turn
really
on
tight
a
turn. So you're
okay.
like a bank.
All right. I don't know. I don't know the lingo of the slide. That's really cool, though. And you did go on it. How long does it take from beginning to end?
It's a really long water coaster, so you're really getting the bang for your buck. Yeah. So it's probably going to take about a minute to a minute 15 seconds to kind of go through the entire course.
That's awesome. Caitlin, thank you so much for being on with us again. Six Flags Great America is what we're talking, and look forward to being out there more this summer. Before we let you go, though, your gurney go-to, what is it?
I've said this before, but now that the park is operating, it was just National Donut Day. We're all about Gurney Donuts.
Gurney Donuts. Gurney Donuts is a
more
fave.
Shout out to everybody,
And I understand why. Caitlin, again, thank you for being on with us. We will continue with Gurney's God.